During National Ag Day activities, I'm visiting with James Mall. And James, you're the creative force behind this documentary called Farmland that we just saw a premiere of here. We got to talk as you were just getting started on this project. Now we've got the national premiere and even a distribution deal. Just some of your thoughts on how it feels and at this point in coming to this, to where you're at now.
It's always great as a documentary filmmaker when someone actually gets to see your film. You never know. It's a fingers crossed kind of situation in the documentary world.
So you wound up working with six very interesting families. I was fascinated by their story. And I just loved the way that this whole story was told by them. You know, no one was narrating this. No one was posing questions to them. You know, it was made for a very personal kind of connection, I think.
You're right.
Yeah,
I agree. No, and that's something I try to do in all of my films. I don't use a narrator.
Yeah.
It's profiling other people. I'm delving into a world that I know nothing about. In this case, mm-hmm. agriculture. In all of my other films, it's always a different subject. So the idea is to ask them questions and let them talk and let them be the ones telling the story. Hey, they can tell it a lot better than I can.
So you were traveling around because these were all different parts of the country. Can you give us some sort of idea, like how many days and, you know, would it take to go out and acquire all the footage and everything that you needed to put this kind of project together?
We had quite a few days of shooting on this film, in a big part because of, well, some of the issues that the farmers themselves were dealing with, which is weather. You were planning to shoot the planting, and it just kept getting delayed and delayed and delayed, so which ultimately became part of the story in the film. But it was a long process. There were quite a few days. But I enjoyed it. We had a great crew, and these guys, everybody profiled in the film, they're all very, very different personalities. And what they do is, to me, it was fascinating. And I hope other people, when they get to see the film, have that same thought.
Absolutely. I totally enjoyed it, was engrossed in the whole thing. And you know, there's some very emotional parts in there, too, which, to me, again, showed how this is so much a family business, which is a very misunderstood thing, I think, in the urban communities today. I guess the only other thing I might ask right now is just moving ahead, you've got a distribution deal, I guess you would say, to have this be introduced in theaters. Just, you know, what else is coming up? What else do you need to do to get this to where you hope it will ultimately be? I think you're going to be in competition too, right?
I wish I knew what we needed to do in order to get the film out there. I wish I had a crystal ball to be able to tell you how people would respond to it and that people would watch it. I really don't know. I hope that people watch it, relate to it, come away from it wanting to ask questions, wanting to learn more about farming and ranching, and coming away from it feeling like they've actually had an opportunity now to meet and get to know farmers, which is what was my goal in the very beginning. My own curiosity.
So we're talking about this being in theaters nationally. Will there be a point at which somebody could purchase it on DVD down the road? Is there a plan for that?
Yeah, ultimately, after it's had a theatrical release, it will be available on downloads and all the usual outlets. All right. So hopefully it will be out there.
Well, thank you very much, James.
Anyone listening to us right now should be able to watch it if they want to.
All right. Well, thank you again, James, for visiting with me here. I think you've got some fans that would love to shake your hand and say hello, so I'll let you go. So reporting here from Washington, D.C., I'm Chuck.